all two. We now continue our tour to the second museum hall, where the first important heirloom we see is a grandfather clock in a wooden case flush against the left-hand wall. It bears the maker's brand, Erigone à Marseille. On the right, there's a wood-carved epitaph of the 20th century. It symbolises the entombment of the Lord, and on Good Friday, it's decked out in flowers, mainly white and yellow. On the upper part of the next display case, we see some silver oil lamps, and below them, there's a cherubim set of the 19th century. The set accompanies the priest during the procession leading to the great entrance. To the west, we see a silver-plated censer of the 19th century. Next, we see metal buckles of the 19th century, pictured on page 89 of the guide, and then some pieces of the wooden box found on the 23rd of November 1972, containing a part of the St. Lazarus's holy relics. The box was inside a marble larynx in a crypt underneath the sanctuary. The next display case contains a series of silver coins of the 16th and 17th centuries. Three silver asterisks, or star covers, of the 19th to 20th century, pictured on page 78 of the guide, and the silver-plated spoons of the 18th to 19th century, used for the preparation of the Holy Communion, photo on page 80. Also on display is a series of encolpia and pectoral crosses, among which a small wooden El Colpion of the 19th to 20th century commands attention. Photo is on page 90 of the guide. In the upper left part of the display case, there's a 20th century Greek incense burner, and below, three silver halos of the 20th century, a silver gilt halo of the 19th century, and a mother of pearl El Colpion of the 19th century depicting the Theotokos. Metal ecclesiastical utensils are displayed in the next case, a series of chalices of the period 18th to 20th century, and two reliquaries. The reliquary on the left bears sculpted decoration and dates from the 18th century, whereas the other one on the right with the silver laminae is a 19th century item. On the south side of the hall, we can feast our eyes on the large 17th century icon depicting the raising of St. Lazarus. Next, we see the wooden painted quadrant of the 20th century depicting the Nativity of Jesus. The next display case contains 18th to 19th century Archbishop's croziers ornamented with ivory. See the photo on page 92 of the guide. A glass inlaid section of the floor allows us to see a part of an older floor preserved beneath it. In the middle of the wall, we see some old archbishop's vestments donated by the Holy Monastery of Kikos. Next to the grandfather clock, there are two display cases with 16th to 18th century icons of saints.